Really cool stuff going on. We were in Chicago last week, but they kicked off Indie Do Day on Friday, and we built a bunch of those little free libraries.
Yes.
That was cool. Our buddy Tom was out there, and thanks to our whole Radio Now Entourage staff. Thanks to Andrea, the Indianapolis Rotary, for everything, doing that, donating the money to help us build those little libraries. I keep on saying birdhouses because they look like a giant badass birdhouse.
They do.
Thanks to the mayor to coming out and everybody that volunteered. It's really cool. And we're not done yet either. Thanks to our sponsors, Broad Ripple Service Experts Heating and Air. They're hosting our first ever back to school book drive. You can actually drop off books that you no longer want. Make sure they're in good condition though. Don't bring something that's like missing half the pages or something.
Yeah, and not textbooks either, like just novels or kids books, normal books,
anything like that. And maybe it's just taking up space. You can drop it off at Broad Ripple Service Experts Heating and Air. They're right behind Ortho Indy off 86th Street. Or you can come out to one of our Friday night Blitz football games and bring your book too. And the cool thing is you can get a special AC tune-up deal when you donate. If you go to radio90.com, you get all the information to help you out. But Live the Web Girl, I wanted to ask for you, what book would you be willing to donate to this drive?
I don't own a book.
You know what? I have a lot of books that I want to donate. But I need you to come over, Joe, and help me carry them because I live on several floors up in my apartment complex, and there's no elevator, and there's no way that I can carry all my books down by myself.
Why don't you put them in a laundry basket?
That's still too heavy. You know how heavy a thing of books is? I have a ton of books because I actually read, and I have a lot that I could give.
You just seem very pretentious right now.
Yeah. Like, do you have a window in your apartment?
Yeah.
Can you put like a blanket out there or
Where's
something?
Where's the Egyptian?
He is. Okay, listen to this.
Uh-oh, they're broken up.
No. My boyfriend, the Egyptian, is on vacation in Europe starting today for like 2 weeks.
Oh my God, he's going to find an Egyptian woman.
No, I'm like freaking out.
European woman,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, well, not Egyptian, but someone else. I am freaking out about this because he's not going to be here to help me carry my books down for the book drive, number one. But number two, I'm so scared that we're going to be apart for so long. Like, what if he decides he's not in love with me anymore? And like, what if he decides that he's having so much fun? He's like, you know what? I haven't really thought about Alex the whole time I've been gone. And then that is his aha moment, and he decides to break up with me.
Yeah, I mean, that's potential.
That's a very high probability.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm supposed to say
that. I don't know if it's a high probability,
No, I'm supposed to say something like that, and you guys are supposed to come in and say, Alex, that's crazy.
Do you want us to lie, though, or be honest?
No, I want you to lie. In that situation, I want to lie.
If he was going to Florida, I wouldn't think that. But going to Europe and like traveling Europe, like your eyes are open and you're experiencing the world.
You realize how big the world truly is.
Right.
And that there's a lot of other options besides me and little old Indiana.
I don't know about but you just get a different perspective about the world and you learn about yourself and other cultures.
I'm hurt and I'm triggered by this conversation. I'm triggered.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want us to lie to you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, odds are he won't find a new woman in his life.
I think it's possible, and I'm really nervous.
Alex, you are a catch. You are a queen. He would be an idiot to break up with you.
That's what I was looking for.
Thing that's ever happened.
Thank you. Now, Liv isn't fired, but Joe, you're fired.
I'm the boss around here. What are you guys saying, firing me? Well, I wish you luck with that. And maybe, Liv, if you can't donate a book, maybe you should take a book.
You can take some of mine. But I need someone to help me carry it.
I'm not going to read them. I'm going to be honest with you. Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, tried to show me this like thing, this slideshow funny thing on Facebook yesterday. And I literally was like, okay, I'm done. I got halfway through and I was like, this is too much.
Why?
Reading.
Because it was text?
It was like, there were like a lot of sentences. And I was like, I'm done. I already had read like 8 and I was like, I'm done. I'm not.
He was like,
you need to see the full thing. And I was like, no.
Here's what we're going to do. Because if Alex and I, like, if it's majority vote, usually on the show it goes. And I'm sure Alex will agree. I want people to tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I think an easy one, nothing hard. We need to have Liv the Web Girl do a book report, like old school book report. You need to read a book and then give us a report on it.
Hey. You graduate college, and then you can make me do a book report.
Oh,
I am burnt out. It took me 5 years to graduate college.
I'm sure the studying is what burned Liv out at college. That's what it was.